Hey everyone, welcome to She Podcast, episode 375. I am your co-host, Jessica Kupferman, and with me, as always, wearing a gorgeous shade of mustard, Elsie Escobar. What you may not realize if you are first tuning into this show is that this is an award-winning podcast.
Get out of town. What?
Or is it that we are award-winning? Elsie and I have been awarded 2022 Influencer of the Year Award. And it's not really for our podcast. It's really me and you, right? We are the award winners. She was already an award-winning podcaster, but I, friends, was not. So now I am, and I'm getting all kinds of arrogant about it.
Okay. Now you can add it to our website. And of course, the cat has decided now to get up out of the bed and, well, maybe he'll go under the bed. And so I don't have to get up and go open the door because you know what happens when cats can't get out. Yay. Look at that. Yay. We are getting some love. Lena, thank you so much for the love. Hands up. But yes, I am super excited. I think that that's amazing. And I'm humbled and all of the things. And it was such a surprise. It's like, what?
I know. I didn't even know we were not. Me? Somebody asked me. I posted it on my personal Facebook and someone was like, how does one go about getting nominated? And I was like, beats me. But thank you. And Todd commented and said that 2,300 people voted.
Yeah. And it's part of like, yeah, it's an influencer. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jenny. That means a lot. It's like of our own peers, which is really nice to know.
It means
so
a lot.
You're going to have to talk to the people while I go.
Okay. Go deal with your cat. Yes, unexpected wins are the best. I was truly surprised and we're both very grateful. And I didn't even know we were nominated, which I feel kind of bad about. But it's just, you know, because of the event coming up or was supposed to be coming up like next week, I think maybe the nominations and submissions and voting, it all kind of slipped by us a little bit. So we were so excited. We were tweeted and told that we won via Twitter, which was very exciting.
It was very exciting. Now, oh my God, mind you, y'all, listen. Bed casting is like the best thing ever. Just letting you know.
Are you bed casting right now?
I am bed casting right now.
That's like a whole new genre.
It's a whole new genre. Yeah, correct.
I and bet plus, you should do it on OnlyFans.
There.
Sorry. I'll bed cast with you.
I know, right? Listen, we have bed casted together. Is that a thing? Like, we have bed casted together. We totally have. And wait, we have
bed casted. It's one of my favorite memories of you.
Yes, I know. But I mean, we've bed casted together as in like on the same bed, you and I.
Yeah,
and also in separate beds. No, but we've also, we've done that. That's what I'm saying. But, and it's a great experience, y'all. If you could bed cast, just do it because it's awesome. But it's also awkward and very hard to move around and get in and out. So me having to open the door for the cat was a whole to do. And then like you're sitting here and the whole thing
That's
moves.
True. I don't recommend you do it often.
You have to just be still. Whenever you're bed casting, there's very little mobility you can have.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
The time that Elsie and I bed casted together in the same room, we were sharing a microphone in the middle.
Yes.
And the way that we would indicate that we wanted to talk would be we would lean towards the microphone to talk and then we would lean back when we were done talking so the other person could talk. And at a moment where we were both particularly talkative, we banged our heads together.
Yes, and
it
also
was so stupid.
It is the most awkward thing.
And it made us laugh. Yes.
But it wasn't even the banging the legs together, dude. It was the fact that we were so close because it was like we were 6 inches apart from each other.
It was ridiculous.
Very awkward.
It was very awkward, but funny.
So look, we have a shout out for your mug.
I know, for my mug. I'm drinking from the Great Pumpkin mug.
There's Linus waiting
for the Great Pumpkin. There's Snoopy. Who's that? Oh no, there's no one else with him. Unless it's Sally.
It's Linus.
Yeah, Linus, all alone in the pumpkin patch. Isn't that relatable, people?
It is relatable, people.
Waiting for your made-up hero that's never going to come. Oh, that was depressing. I'm sorry.
That is kind of depressing.
That was super depressing. I'll go back. Let's forget I said that. All right. So today on the show, we have all kinds of good stuff to tell you about.
Well, we had a request. Let's go ahead and start with our news.
Okay. The news you can use for the informed podcaster, podcasting news.
So the request was actually came in from varied places because a couple of weeks ago, because we're a little late here, because Jess was celebrating New Year's last year.
Yes, that's right.
Last year.
Last year for me.
For you. That's right. That's right. Okay. But last weekend, therefore,
technically, it is for you because it's everyone's year.
Because yes, correct. But you were not recording with me. We had a special co-host, Ariel Nissenblatt, came and we had a fantastic show together. But you were not here. And as soon as we finished recording, almost, I think, the following day, this like crazy news, or maybe it was that same day after we finished, dropped that there was, it was an article on Bloomberg, and the headline was, podcasters are buying millions of listeners with mobile ads. And literally almost as much as when it hits, I started to get pinged on Twitter. I had messages hitting my inbox. You need to discuss this and all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God. All right, people.
I mean, what do we think about it?
Listen, larger companies are looking to grow their audience. They're going to be investing in doing such a thing. They have the resources. They need to grow their audiences because the more people are listening to their show, the more downloads they have, the more they're going to get paid. They're looking to make money. That's the whole point of creating podcasts. It's not because of the goodness of their heart. It's not because of the impact that they were going to be having on communities. No, no. It's all about making the cash. And therefore, if they can do whatever it is that they can do, they'll do it. And in this case, what they did is through another company that specializes in this type of sales, you sell ad space inside of apps that are games, right? So game apps. And my kids have this on some of their apps where I was always going.
I have it on almost every. I play a billion games on my phone and they all have, like, if you want to speed it up, watch an ad, or if if you want extra coins or an additional gem or whatever, here's an ad you can watch. And then even if you don't opt for it, they make you do it in order to get to the next level game.
Right.
So
totally. And they do that. Hello, Bonnie. We miss you too. We're shouting out Bonnie Frank. So that is essentially what they're doing is, so you have a free app. So this is, these are people who have downloaded free game apps on their phones. And in order for them to continue moving up on their game, they have to do the actions like just mentioned. And one of the actions that they have to perform is, for in this case, it would be to go download a podcast.
Right.
And the whole idea is to go, essentially, I would assume that it's clicking a link. It's doing an action on the file, correct? And so they would just click on the link and it would require, I don't remember if it was like 20 seconds of listening or 20 seconds of pushing,
probably.
Something like that. And that was it. And then once they finished the action, then they would go back to their game.
I will say I've never seen one for a podcast before. It is almost always a game identical to the one you're playing. Like, I've never seen.
Well, no, I haven't actually
seen
that.
Listen to Happier by Gretchen Rubin right now.
Right. No, I mean, and it has something to do with the type of. I agree in that respect. And I think that there are some games that are more, I guess, in line with it. But my kids sometimes have to do weird things that.
Yeah.
Of signing up for something else or download. What happens sometimes, it's like you have to go download another game. Like, that's usually what tends to happen. It's like if you download this game, you get more whatevers on this side.
Right,
and
right.
You have to do that action in order for you to get the thing. Anyway, all that to say that that's what they were doing. And therefore, there's a lot of people who are playing a game and they're like, oh, my God, I have to go do this thing. And then they would go do the thing and then they would press, you know, download the episode. And that would tell the podcast that they are getting all these downloads. Right. And of course, this is for advertising campaigns, because they're getting paid per download. For every 1,000 downloads, they're getting a CPM. This is for CPM campaigns. This is not for the type of campaigns that most of us in the world here of podcasters are selling. If we are selling our platform, or if we're selling, like, you know, $200 or $500 per month, or $1,000 per month, or whatever you're charging for your podcast, that's not it. This is CPM stuff that's being, you know, the way that most of the people who are getting hundreds of thousands of downloads per episode per month, or at least five figures of downloads per episode per month. And so therefore, it behooves them to do these CPM campaigns. So I mean, that's the deal. That's
you have to think of these types of ads to be similar to a pop-up ad when you're on a website. It's almost identical. So companies will buy impressions when they buy digital advertising. It's how many times can you serve up this ad? And let's say it's $1,000 for 100,000 impressions. Companies are acutely aware that that doesn't mean 100,000 people are going to click on the ad, but they have seen it. And right. So it's like, you know, and in Spotify right now, they have impressions and downloads. Like if you are doing dynamic ad insertion, that you are now able to be shown impressions versus downloads, just like on digital advertising. Like your stats will show this many people saw the ad, this many people listened to it for more than X amount of seconds. And that's the difference between impressions and downloads. So this is the same thing. They've paid for impressions, and of course they're going to want to see how many actual downloads they've gotten. But I don't know that every impression counts as a download, or maybe there's some confusion as to the difference between the two.
No, I think that what's happening, from what I gathered from that information, it depends on whether or not, because you have to remember that in podcasting, it's a progressive download. So if somebody is tapping through on the media file, it is considered a download, regardless of whether it's listened to, regardless, it's just slowly being coming through. Now, here's the thing. If there are IAB filters, IAB stats filters for wherever this podcast is hosted, then it does do a cutoff, right? So that we can filter out mistakes, because this happens all the time too. People click on a thing and they're like, oh, no, I didn't want to go there. Or they start doing something and they realize, no, I don't have time. And so it filters out, and it's based on, sometimes they are filtered based on how much of the file was downloaded to the device. So it's about size in the device, or how long it was listened to, which needs to be, I believe, up to 60 seconds. So 60 seconds needs to be listened to or heard or whatever, played through, right? Played. I can't say listened to, because it needs to be played at least 60 seconds. If it's anything less than that, then IAB stats filtering will filter all of those out so that you don't get them anymore. And so I don't know if with these folks, like whatever the ad is, if it is pushing through beyond that, like if it is actually making them stay longer than X amount of time, or make sure that it's there for, like, you know, count to 10 then go back. I don't know.
But again, similarly, like, have you ever had like a pop-up ad takeover? Where, like, we used to do these at Subaru, where they would actually pay extra to have, like, the ad. It was a car, right? So it was easy to do this. Like, the pop-up comes up, and if no one notices it for a minute, it'll then zoom across the page. It's called a takeover, which is, like, it just takes over your screen for a minute. So I'm wondering if, like, this is the audio equivalent to that, which will technically count as a download.
Right, right.
But not actually be. And actually, you have to. This is why it's silly to count downloads in the first place, because you and I have discussed, like, downloads could mean a lot of things. Like, think about how we listen to stuff. Like, you listen, then you weren't paying attention, you have to go back and listen again, or you get interrupted and you have to finish listening later. Like, it's all relative. I hope that people are measuring. I mean, I can't say that corporate companies are measuring this way, because I know that downloads equals dollars for them, which is why they're buying advertising like this, because the more downloads, the more money. And it doesn't matter how you get the download.
Exactly.
And you just need the number so that someone can pay you the dollar.
Exactly. And I think
work that way.
We don't work that way. And also the thing is that, yes, it is really just about an exchange of how to get X amount of things, right? It's because we are valuing volume, like more equals better, more you'll get more money. And therefore, it doesn't matter how you get that download, as long as you get paid. That does not mean that these people's audiences, that these podcasts have an audience that is reflective of the numbers of downloads, right? That's where is that big discrepancy, because a lot of the audience size of the podcast is not equal to the amount of downloads that they're getting. They're just getting paid for such a thing. And then the larger discussion, Jess, and I'd love your, this is the point here, is that this practice is actually, it's legal. Like, they're not doing anything, I can't say wrong. They're not being doing illegal stuff. This is a legal practice. This is how, this is advertising. This is marketing. This is buying stuff. It's buying.
It's not even technically unethical, because if that's the way the game is played, then that's the way you play the game. And then the other part of it is, and I'm thinking this goes with digital advertising too, is like, you can pay for X amount of spots, but like, this is how it used to work with banner advertising. Like, you would pay for 100,000 impressions, but if there was empty ad space, I'd fill in banners, even if they already missed their quota, and give them extra.
Right.
Because, and so it could be that these extra, you know, these extra things are just, they're just creating more downloads. It's just so the company can say, we have this many downloads. I don't see it as unethical any more than I do counting your internet radio stats into your downloads. Like, there are people who are on internet radio stations and then say they have 2 million downloads, when really it's been played on a website X amount of times, as opposed to actually being downloaded in a podcast listening app. Like, when I first started my agency, do you remember? And I was just like, this person's telling me they have 20, you know, meanwhile, their actual show on Libsyn is getting 200.
Right, right.
But they're saying they have a million because of internet radio, which you can't even... Like, how am I supposed to count that?
It's a different counting.
Yeah, there's no quantifiable, like, analytics to prove that anyone has listened to it. And it's not just a bot going around and around. So, I don't know. Advertising and ethics is like lobster and ketchup.
All right.
They don't go together.
Giving a shout out to Gabrielle. I think this is, she's a new part of our She Podcast community. Hello. Welcome. It's so nice to see you. Welcome. No, so, and I know that you were saying about, I do think that it's unethical. I do think it's unethical. I think it's unethical because it's hurtful to our entire industry. It's hurtful to the sense of, because it becomes so commoditized and our audiences are not, I think that it's misleading, not only for advertisers, because advertisers are looking to get reach to audiences. They're not buying downloads. You know what I mean? The reason that they're paying to advertise.
I was just going to ask you is, do you equate this to buying followers?
Yes, absolutely. I equate this to Twitter. Remember Twitter bombing?
I don't.
Do you remember that? You don't remember Twitter bombing?
Because buying followers is actually oftentimes a fake person. These are not fake people. They're just not technically a full download, but they're real people though.
There are, but they're not they're not your audience. These are just people. They're like random people, have nothing to do with your show.
How do you know? If it's like a show,
it's a small let's put it
give
like
me
this.
An example of any show, for Christ's sake. I can't.
Fresh
Air.
It's a small
Okay?
percentage.
Okay, Fresh Air technically could appeal to anyone. You could advertise that anywhere and get new listeners. You and
really?
I have, I don't know. I just used it as the first thing I could think of.
No, listen.
Our
I'm
show,
saying-
on the other hand, we have to advertise on very specific apps in order to get a bigger audience, right? You can't just put it on anything.
Right, but what if they're like focusing in on like...
You're like, really?
Really? No, I'm serious. Like, Fresh Air? No, I'm just saying, I understand what you're saying, but the whole point is that they're not going to click through and continue listening to the show. I can guarantee you, though, that like the interruptedness of when you're playing a game and then you have a podcast come on, I don't think that there's a world in which I would all of a sudden decide, you know what? This in-depth conversation, I will continue listening and then go follow them on all of the podcast apps. Like, I just won't do that. Sometimes
to be fair,
I'm not...
The podcast has got to be more interesting than like match three Candy Crush type games. Like maybe you would.
Well, maybe it would. But at the same time, it's like, how do they then find it? How do they find the show?
Oh, you click through, don't you? To finish listening.
Yeah, but it's not. But we don't know what the landing page is. It could be like the URL. It could be the MP3. Like, I don't know what the execution is on these things.
I would assume it would open in Apple Podcasts.
No, it won't. No, it's a different. It's probably linking to the MP3 is what I'm thinking.
That's useless. What?
The downloads are coming from browsers. So they're not coming from an Apple. So they're like a browser thing. So it's a landing
website.
Page
okay.
that they're hitting. And they're hitting the landing page and you're doing the action. And it's not optimized for conversion to people then subscribing or following your show. It's not
That's
happening.
It's just dumb funnel setup.
It's
That's
dumb.
Dumb.
Not even
kinda
funnel,
dumb.
Dude. Not
funnel. Well, funnel in the sense that you flow chart then, flow, workflow, because you go here, then here, then here.
It's
not a funnel.
All I'm saying like, is like, stop doing it because you're messing things up for
I mean, who's you? Who's you? Like, who are you?
The people that are doing this horrible thing.
Okay, listen, again, I will say it's annoying, but it's one of those things that doesn't pertain to independent podcasters because we don't.
Correct.
We don't really have shows that advertise in this way, nor do we have companies that want to be on our shows in this way. But also, it's not the same as buying fake listeners, I think.
Yeah.
It sounds like it is based on how we've described it because it doesn't technically count as a download, but at least they're real people. Like, there are influencers out there making tons of money because they bought bots to pretend like they have followers. And you can still do it. Google
it. Yeah, no, you can still do it. I know, but it's just, I think it's, anyway, whatever. I don't.
Cheap.
Just stop it.
I didn't bring it up. All right, next. Next.
Hey, listen. I know that you didn't bring it up. I'm saying like, we've discussed it because it was requested of us to discuss this
issue. I know. I love it.
Anyway, we are now moving to another new show that has just popped in here because we had been covering the home edit.
Oh, my God.
So now
the home edit.
So the Hollywood Reporter is showing that the home edit stars expand into podcasting with Sony Music. So this is premiering in October. Clea Scherer and Joanna Taplin tell the Hollywood Reporter Best Friend Energy will be weekly series with casual conversations about friendship and celebrations of small achievements, complete with plenty of laughter.
Yay, laughter.
So there we have that. It's called Best Friend Energy. That's what the show is called. How about
I mean,
that?
That's nice. They do have nice best friend energy.
They do have that. And so we've been covering the home edit for a while. I introduced Jessica to the home edit on Netflix and then she went and got the workbook and stuff.
I got a workbook and the book and the workbook so that I could rearrange my life into rainbow aesthetic as well. Because that's what they do. They make rooms look like perfectly organized rainbow aesthetic model homes.
I have not heard it. All I'm saying is
that's
that now
exciting.
They've got a show and it's a BFF show. It's about banter. I mean, it's like our show. It's essentially our show.
It sounds like the exact definition of our show. But here's the thing.
Right. Yes.
I'm a little happy for them that they're doing this because
a little
the
happy.
Episodes that I've, well, yeah. Happy in the sense that I hope it expands their personal brand, each of them, because on the show, The Home Edit, and even in the books, their personalities each revolve around one thing. So for Clea,
organizing?
It's, no. Whenever they say something personal about themselves, for Clea, it's wine o'clock. That's her whole personality is wine o'clock. And then Joanna's whole personality is candy obsessed. Both of which I think are not exactly, I mean, look, we're all human.
Right,
drink wine. I love candy. But like, it's not the most interesting thing about me. In fact, it's probably the least interesting thing about me.
Yeah.
So like, why is Joanna's only personality trait that she eats candy? That's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and here and there you can pick up that one's more anal, one's more relaxed, one's more this, one's more that. But like, I'm hoping the podcast for them will be a little bit of an expansion into their personalities.
I am all in that. So if anybody would like to listen and send us some voice feedback, and
yeah,
you can actually send
it
to a feedback. Hey, listen, I might. Feedback at shepodcast.com. You can send us your thoughts about the Best Friend Energy. Is that what it's called? Best Friend Energy Show. And let us know how they're doing, right? Because I'm all in for this. I mean, I also saw the other bit of news about The Young and the Restless has also launched a podcast. 50 years after the soap opera, right? The soap opera. You know what that is, right?
I know The Young and the Restless.
So they've just released a podcast. And I'm not
about
sure.
What?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it like a companion show? Like, it literally was just news. It was just news. It was released this week. And so I kind of dig the idea because the fan bases around soap operas are massive.
It is the audio of the show.
Get out of town.
That's what it is. Jack defends his family. Billy comforts Chelsea. Nikki is caught scheming with Phyllis. Watch it on CBS and streaming on Peacock. It's just the description just says, number one daytime drama for over 35 years is now available in audio form.
Jessica.
I know. It's a really good idea.
This is genius. I know. It's a really good idea. It's so good.
Because I think of all the times that I was mad in class missing One Life to Live, actually, is what my roommate got me hooked on One Life to Live. And sometimes I had class in the middle of it. It would really piss me off because in 1993, it's not like I had a VCR where I could just like DVR everything. Right. I would just miss it and have to be caught up. I'd have to have Heather take notes and tell me all about it. So like, it would be great to have it in my ear and listen on the way to class. I mean, obviously you're not listening live, but just to be able to hear it later, you don't have to see their hair and outfit. I mean, it's the same every time. Yeah. See, Bonnie says, I scheduled my classes around all my children. See? What is it about college and soap
My grandmother
opera?
Used to make us watch Ryan's Hope. Yes, we get all of that. I mean, for us, it was like, for me, it was telenovelas as well, which was great. Las novelas at night for grandmas was always so good. I got super sucked into that stuff. But I think this is a genius idea. And in fact, I think this is better. This is a better idea than creating a soap opera for audio.
You don't even need it on video. It's true. This is perfect audio.
It's perfect audio as is. Like, there's no need for anything else because you're already in it and it's genius. Because that way, if you miss an episode, you could just listen. Like,
yeah, yep.
So good.
You can listen on the go, listen in your car, listen on long trips, save them up for when you're driving to Pittsburgh from North Carolina.
I mean, and it's the perfect background show. Like when I was driving here, when we were coming, I'm in Pittsburgh right now. I'm not in my home office. I'm at the in-laws house and I am on the
bed casting.
I'm bed casting. That's why I'm bed casting today. And so on the road, sometimes I need to listen. I prefer to listen to voices than to listen to music. So I like to listen to podcasts that I know this is going to sound really bad, people, but I like to listen to podcasts that I don't have to pay attention to. And this
is... Why does that sound bad? That's great. It's like, it helps to focus.
But I feel like people might be disrespected to know that I have them in my ears when I don't want to... Like, I have specific podcasts that I put on when I don't want to pay attention so that if I miss a whole chunk of the conversation, it's not going to be pivotal. And that's why there's like a lot of shows that are really informative and like really good that I can't listen to because I don't want to miss it. It doesn't mean that they're better than the podcast that I just put in the background.
It's just a different purpose.
It's a different purpose. Exactly. And so this is the perfect, this is the perfect one. I love it.
It is. It's such a good idea. I had no idea that they were doing this, but I think this is a great use of the medium too.
Yeah.
I love to say great use of the medium because it makes me sound like an authority figure. It's a great use of the medium. I was just talking in my QA about NFTs and great uses of that medium.
Oh.
And I sounded super smart then, and I sound super smart now. It is a great use of the medium.
Yes, I hear you. Okay, so here's the other bit of news, and this is actually, wait, you know what? This isn't news. I wonder if I can just, we're going to shift the transition here. We are going to make this a tooltip.
Okie dokie. Elsie's tooltip.
So this is just released. We are talking about Tink Media has released a call-in number. It's mm-hmm. Tink's podcast hotline. Okay. So here's why it's a tooltip. So what it really is, it's just a hotline, which is 1-844-POD-AT-ME. And what you do is you call this number whenever you are looking for a podcast to listen to. And every day there is a new podcast that you can listen to. So
that's a fucking good idea and a great use of the medium. It is, because it would be even better if it's like press one for true crime, press two for comedy.
Wait, sorry. I have to change the subject real quick. Okay, but yes, ahead. I watched Rosa Salvaje. I did not watch Cuna de Lobos. I did watch Muchachitas was my favorite.
I love that name, Muchachitas.
Muchachitas. Muchachitas was one of my favorite. And then there was another one. It was about like, oh, Quinceañera. Holy crap. Quinceañera was my world. Quinceañera was my world. Okay, continue
on. There's a new comedy called Los Espookies. And it's really funny. Saw that. I love it. Have you seen it? Do you like it?
I have not watched it.
Please watch it and tell me if it's funny, because Scott won't let me watch it because he doesn't like subtitles. But I'm like, these guys are hilarious. All right, go ahead. Okay.
All right.
Los Espookies.
Okay. So, Jess, you were saying press one for whatever, press two for something.
Wouldn't it
else.
Be even better? I mean, if it's one a day, that's fine, because you know what? Yeah. That's content that I could literally do tomorrow for an hour. Today's podcast recommendation is this. Read the description. See you later. Bye. And I could just do it until the end of time.
Yes.
But it would be cool if you could press one for comedy, press two for true crime, and then just have a bucket that it can pull from of like all the ones that you like. And you can just add to the bucket, like in Meet Edgar or Buffer. Just keep adding to the bucket.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, for another one, if you've heard this one or think it sucks, press one. And then they'll just give you another one.
That is really quite amazing. I think that would be awesome. Now, mind you, Jess, you can actually do this. You can call the number, and here's the other bonus feature of this hotline. You call the number, you get like the podcast that it tells you to listen to or whatever. And then it says, if you have your own, leave it after the beep. So like you can leave your own. Why don't you do it? Do it, Jess. I think you would be, so great. Why
you
not?
You think I should do it?
Oh, it's because you don't listen to podcasts. I forgot.
No, it's
forgot.
Because our show is so specific. Like I was just saying, like
no,
nobody
not
in my family-
about us.
Oh, our favorite one. Oh, you're saying make a hotline?
No.
What
to
are you
respond.
Saying? Tell me what you're saying. Oh.
To, like, you call the number when they say, you tell us what you want us to, or like you talk about a podcast. Not like we're doing a hotline, not that.
No, but now I kind of want to have my own hotline.
For what though? You should have your own hotline, not about podcasts. You should have something else.
That's rude.
It is not. It's just like it's too. Dude, we can't be creating the same thing somebody else.
I would never have a hotline to recommend podcasts when I haven't truly listened to a full one since like 2006.
All right. That's some truth right there, people.
But I mean, right I listen there. Here and there, but not the whole way through. What if we had a hotline for She Podcast that was like for information about our membership, plus one for information about our event, plus two. To hear these options again, press three.
I want to have a hotline. Like we need to have a hotline where people. Yes, we. I would say yeah. Like it would be, but it has to be so funny.
To hear Elsie's tech tool of the day, press one. To hear about Jessica's makeup preferences of the day, press two. To make fun of them and leave them a heckle joke, press three.
This would be great. See, I'm all good with that. That would be the best. Like voice feedback line.
I can think of a million uses for a hotline. I don't know why this has spurred this kind of creativity in me, but I can think of 100 reasons why we could have a She Podcast hotline. Woman podcaster of the day or woman of color podcast. Woman of color Wednesday. That sounds
maybe not
that doesn't
good.
Sound good.
That does not sound.
But then, you know, Thursday could be.
Dude, let's not.
Maybe we shouldn't.
I just like the funny because
I just thought of
things.
Freaky Friday and like who would be on that day?
Yeah,
Freaky Friday would just be like a random freaky show. Like I can't think of one off the top of my head, but you know we've heard of some crazy ones.
Oh, but then no. I'd rather not keep like no. I'd rather just keep
Mom
it
Mondays. We can do Mom podcasts on Mondays.
I don't want to do a podcast. I like the first one that you were talking about silly things. I think the silly things are funnier than the... There's enough pot. Let's know.
You're right. Hotline, I mean, just having one would be great, though.
Having to be funny is hard.
Not for me.
Okay.
Just for you.
Yes, just for me. It is. It is.
But actually, what's sad is that it's not hard for you. You just don't know when you're doing it.
This is true.
I'm actually conscious of my funniness. However, you are oblivious to yours.
I am. Yes, I agree. I do suck at it.
Thinking about you this morning, I was thinking about you, and I was thinking the first thing I should ask you today is, what kind of tech tools have you dreamt up lately? Because I want to know what more bad ideas you have rattling around in that brain of yours, because it was such comedy gold the other day.
We had so many people engage with that post.
I know, because we posted it. You know why? Because it was on LinkedIn.
Dude, you haven't posted it anywhere else, and it's the funniest thing ever.
I know.
You have not posted it I think it would be a... How long is that segment?
Like 2 minutes, barely. A minute and a half.
Because we could do that.
It just
like,
seems
you could
to drag on forever.
You could post it on... I think you could post it on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's just... It's hilarious.
It is.
Just such a funny bit. But it obviously, I'm like mortified by the entire...
Do you have any other good tech ideas?
I haven't had any good...
No one's invented? Any good inventions, Elsie, that we don't know about?
Hey, listen, stop it. I usually have really great ideas most of the time.
Like a grocery holder, but like that you wear across your chest. You can just stuff it full of groceries.
Like,
I don't know. Like, what could
that's
you
where
put
you put
like,
your
like
fruit.
A bra,
like a
a bra, but for your groceries.
No, listen, it was a really good idea. By the way, y'all,
it was
listen.
Not. Whatever.
I have this now, Jessica. My headphones. Remember the headphones?
Yeah, the pink ones.
My little pink ones. Okay,
pink Bose.
So I used them so much that I ripped the squishy things around the ears.
I hate that.
Like, they were so trashed. It was so disgusting. And I still kept using them.
Did you sleep in them? Because that's what happens when I sleep in headphones
I don't sleep with these things. But I wore them so much that they completely got trashed. I bought the little thingies, the little squishy thingies. And now... I replaced them. They are gray, by the way, so they're not matching.
You couldn't find white ones?
There weren't any white ones, so they are gray, and that is kind of weird. It looks gross. Weird. It looks kind of gross and weird. Correct. You would be correct. But
it's like a car, but the hood is a different color. And like one door. It just looks weird. Whatever.
It does look weird, but listen, once it's over my head, look, if it's over my head, you can't really, you can kind of see them.
No, you can. But I mean, you don't have to. I like that you're still using them because they are the best headphones.
They're the best headphones, but they were so trashed. It was kind of gross. They were falling apart. Like every time I took them off, there was like pieces of sponge like around my hands.
That's gross.
It's gross. I know. I think we're done, though. This is a quick show today because we covered all the things. Unless anybody has a question for us, we're happy to open the questionnaire.
Yeah, let's answer questions for all
but we're not
two and a half
like,
of you that are listening.
By the way, I mean, speaking of that, we stream live. We stream our show live. That's how we record the show. Just to let you all know that you can definitely come and connect with us and watch us. You could have seen me bedcasting today because I am in a new location. You missed out on that. And also, I'm using, this is my mobile setup. So I'm using the Shure MV88 Plus, which I love. And it sounds really good. Doesn't it look good?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, not look
it
good.
Sounds
sound
great.
Good?
It
sounds
looks great, like great. A micro penis, but it sounds amazing. Sorry. It sounds really good, though. The audio is fantastic. Sorry.
I mean,
penises
listen.
Penises are funny every
look
time.
Look at how cute it is, though. Penises, look, now I can never look at this again and not see that. Now
I'm
I can
sorry.
Never see it.
I've never seen one up close. I'm just saying I imagine that's
look
what it
Look at it, how
like.
Cute. It's so cute. But now I can never not, I can I never
ruined
unsee
it. I
that.
Ruined it. I didn't mean to ruin it for you. Look how mad she is.
Listen, I love this little microphone. It's amazing. And so it's so easy to carry. Oh my God.
The only thing that would be better would be if it was flesh colored.
Stop. Jessica Kupferman, sorry, listen.
But do you see what I mean? You are funny.
I've been loving
on purpose.
It's this time you're the one that did that whole thing. You did it. I was just talking about how awesome the mic is. Now I can never unsee.
Your mobile setup is fantastic. We are rocking disheveled chic today, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I like to call disheveled chic. And just now, Elsie, your ponytail was coming around your ears like two little like hound dog doggy ears. It's funny because you have like one piece on each side.
Listen,
you look really good today, you guys.
My hair is so long, I can't even put it in the thing anymore. It's so annoying.
Is it long enough where like sometimes you accidentally sit on it when you sit down?
Not quite that. I'm not Crystal Gale.
Do you have
Gale
to like move it so
yet.
It doesn't dip in the toilet? Is that how long it is?
No, I have not gotten to that length, but it does have to be
cut off.
It has
I know
to be,
you're not
it has
far
to be
away.
Cut. It has got to be cut off. All I'm
when
saying
you
is
cut
it's
it
gotta
off,
be.
How short are you going to make it?
I could cut off a foot of my hair and still
at
have
least.
It. Nobody would know the difference even. No. Nobody would be like, oh, look, Elsie cut her hair. Like no one would know.
I would notice because last time I saw you, I was like, wow.
It's a long.
It's so long.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. Sorry. Okay.
All I'm saying is, like, again, big shout out to the Shure MV88 Plus, which is the best microphone ever, and you can carry it in this little thingy. Like, look, you just like
it
it's kind
pouch.
Of like a. It's got a little pouch that looks like a makeup brush pouch.
It does,
and it's
Shure
that
makes
light.
Great microphones. I'm talking into a Shure as well. We love Shure. This is a very cute setup for mobile, and it sounds really good. Like you'd never know that it wasn't her normal microphone. She'll never look at it the same way again, but that's my job as her friend and sister, is to ruin things she loves. it's like one of my skills. Like I've honed it to a sharp knife T, is to ruin things that Elsie loves.
Yes.
And this is a perfect example.
This is
She'll also never ask for socks on a holiday wish list ever again because I
yes,
ruined
I will.
That.
I will
no,
continue.
You
I
won't.
Was just saying I wanted new socks, but whatever. Let's continue on. We're not going to keep talking about socks.
Thank you guys so much for listening to She Podcast. Again, this is episode 375, and you can catch us live every Monday at 1 o'clock on our Facebook page and also our YouTube channel and also LinkedIn on our company page. And please go and find us there and like it, because I think we have not that many people that follow us on LinkedIn. And also we're on Pinterest now too, so you can find us on Pinterest.
Wow.
Find us everywhere. We're at She Podcast literally everywhere. Like you dream it up, I'm there with She Podcasts on it. Elsie and I are there. Also, we have a membership. And we would like for you to join it. So if you need some extra assistance and handholding and support and encouragement and cheerleading, go to membership.shepodcast.com. And also stay tuned for our event. Our event is coming up, but not till June. So I won't tell you more other than it's coming up in June. So thank you guys so much again. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.